It's time for our elementary update, and for the first time this year, we head to Lakeland Elementary in the Coldwater School District, fourth and fifth graders, and welcome in Principal Gary Dancer. Hard to believe that you're at the end of the first quarter of the year so far.
Yes, it's been such a great start to our school year, and yeah, next week we'll end our first marking period, so we have parent-teacher conferences this evening, tomorrow afternoon, and again tomorrow evening.
So how do you approach that with parents, fourth, fifth graders, with parent-teacher conferences? Is it different than some of the other schools, like at a high school or a middle school? What are you trying to get out of it for both the teachers and for the parents?
Well, I think that homeschool connection is so important. So I think that part is very, very similar. The types of testing that you do to see where kids are at and planning for instruction might look a little bit different. But really, it's about building that partnership, keeping that communication, and doing what you can to help the student reach their potential.
Yeah. Well, and again, for a couple of years here, we lost kind of all that connection other than just being online with folks. So now you get to be face-to-face and maybe kind of get a good assessment there, right?
Yes, it's great to actually have face-to-face conversations. Actually, this year, my fourth grade was able to go to Lansing and the Capitol already with a field trip, so that was absolutely fantastic. This week, we had a Coldwater Elementary Boosters meeting face-to-face, and they're looking at getting recharged and looking at a fundraiser buyout option to kind of support field trips and assemblies and Tibbetts programming, March's Reading Month, all of those great extras that we do kids.
Let's talk a little bit about that field trip, because kids got a chance to do a lot of different things, right?
They did. So they got to visit the Capitol and get a tour of our Capitol building and also visit the Michigan Historical Museum. So it was a quick trip, thanks to all the parent volunteers that helped chaperone. Just great to see those activities coming back that mean so much to kids.
All right. It's also at Lakeland Elementary, a book fair too, right?
We do. So this week we've had a book fair to go along with conferences. It will be open this evening and Thursday afternoon and evening for conferences, open today during school for students that wanted to shop during school hours. Of course, we'll get them to make their selection quick so they can get back for instruction.
Well, it's also a Readers or Leaders program that you guys still have going on at Lakeland too, right?
Yes. Shauna Greif has done an absolutely outstanding job raising money for that program. It's totally by grants and donations from individuals in the community and businesses, and it's been fantastic. Basically, kids each month at Lakeland get to go into a book fair type event and pick a good fit book for them to keep and add to their take-home library to just instill a love of reading in our kids.
Very cool. And a quick reminder for parents about Picture Day coming up.
Yes, make sure your kids have their absolute best on Monday, what you want them in their photos with. We had to actually reschedule that with our fog delay, a full day of fog,
inclement weather.
It turned out to be a beautiful day, so hopefully our families enjoyed, but we're ready to picture day on Monday.
All right. Do you remember some of the your bad elementary pictures?
Oh, my goodness. I needed a haircut in every single one of them.
Well, my problem in some of them, I had the haircut that I didn't want. So, yeah, you look back at some of those. But those are fun days, though, and fun memories for moms and dads to have for the kids. What I love is go to a graduation open house and see the progression photos from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade that if parents have saved all those. So it certainly is a keepsake then, right?
Absolutely. It's so amazing to, you know, we see kids from all different interests go through our building, and then to see them mature and grow, it's fantastic. You know, we have our band up and running, and many of them stick with the program all the way through high school, and wow, what a difference between starting fifth grade and barely being able to play a note and some of the things they can do when they get at the high school. Katie Jewell, our band director, does a fantastic job with the kids.
Great stuff, Gary. Thanks for checking in, and we'll stay in touch throughout the school year, right?
All right, thanks for having me. And I know you said you want to try out our Gaga pits, so come over sometime and we'll get a match going.
Yeah, all right, we'll do that. All right, the gauntlet. Since we didn't do the zip line thing, we got to get
we
that.
We did not. Yeah. No, I think maybe I would have got injured in that. Gaga might be a little bit more my speed.
All right, great stuff. Thanks, Gary. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Gary Dancer, he's the principal at Lakeland Elementary in the Coldwater School District with us this morning. Gaga pit, it's a big pit. You have to go over and play it. You really do. It's usually a small ball, and you're trying to hit it around and try to hit another guy. So it's kind of like dodgeball, but at a much smaller level. We played it at the YMCA camp earlier this summer, so that was kind of fun. Anyway, they've got two of those behind Lakeland Elementary in the playground area. So.